And welcome, everybody, episode 662 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Irritated, angry, furious. You know what? Skype and my laptop can start kissing each side of my ass until they meet in the middle.
I think it's a little bit of both, man. Like, you've had laptop issues, you've had Skype issues, all that type of stuff. As Slagar says,
I think I should try and get more RAM in the system, but that's only going to marginally help. It's not going to be...
That should help quite a bit. If you put more RAM, which should be easy, that should help quite a bit, Break. Slagar says, Break will have to start loading up at 3.
Double your fun. Double mint gum.
Yeah, I started turning Skype on about 6:30. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, God, man. Yeah, try upgrading that RAM, dude. I need to upgrade the RAM on my Mac, but it costs way too much, man. I'm like, geez, if I'm going to pay that much, I'll think about upgrading my Mac. You know, it's like crazy.
Yeah. So that's the thing is with RAM and stuff and all the upgrades. I hate doing it because at the end of the day, I'm going to end up buying a new computer anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, RAM's probably the cheapest on a PC to upgrade. You know. So, I mean, I would probably do that. See how that does, and then if that doesn't work, then I'd sell that RAM and throw that one out the window.
I was gonna say sell this one out the window.
Yeah. That's what I would do. All right, guys, let's get into things here.
Of course, my luck is as I throw out the window. Here.
RPG.
Yeah, I heard you, Break, man. With your luck, you'd throw it out the window, hit somebody, and get sued. You know, something like that. Yeah. All right, Eric.
Okay. From RPG sites, we've got 8-Bit Adventures 2. It's got a release date for PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox Series S, X, Xbox One, and Switch, and the PC. It's going to come out... it doesn't really say, so I'm guessing sometime by the end of this year. It doesn't say 2022, so yeah. Whenever they can get approval process.
You know what? This actually looks really excellent, and it's an 8-bit deal, but it's stylized 8-bit, man. I mean, it looks really fucking cool. I want to play this.
I never got around to playing the first one.
Yeah, neither did I, but this looks good. It looks really, really, really good. Let's see. Freak says he's on his way to pick up dinner. Pictures will be shared because he likes torturing us. Slagar says, I remember when I upgraded my first PC RAM, I went from one RAM to two, and it cost like $550. It's not fun. That's why I got
RAM
out.
It used to be really expensive. It's... Last I checked, it's not expensive anymore.
No.
You just want something cheap.
Yeah. Just go the max, though, if you can. If you can afford it, Break, just fucking go to the max. That way you don't have to worry about it. Then you know for sure if it's worth keeping that laptop for a while or if it's worth just saying next. And then, you know, maybe you can use that RAM on your next laptop or whatever, you know. I mean, seriously. Fuck
the
it.
Max.
Yeah, max it out. What could it take?
Called it the Max.
I did. You remember that series, the Max?
Yeah.
It's good little series.
That was on MTV, wasn't it?
I think it was on MTV, and then they like Cinemax picked it up or HBO or something.
It's on HBO Max, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I like it. I like it almost.
Either there or Tubi. I can't remember.
I liked it almost. I liked the comic. Did you ever read the comic, Break?
Mm-mm.
The comic was really, really good. Really good. I like the comic. All right. Next article, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG site, turn-based RPG Monarch releases on February 22nd, 2022 in North America and February 25th in Europe. It's coming out for damn near everything except for the Xbox. And Monarch is a school...
It's Monarch.
Monarch?
Yeah, like Monarch Butterfly. Monarch.
That's what I said.
It's Monarch, though.
Monarch? Well, that's not my fault. They spelled it wrong.
They didn't spell it wrong. That was intentional. Because the arc part's probably the intentional part.
Okay, whatever. It's a school-themed turn-based RPG with some strategy components with some key members behind a classic Shin Megami Tensei series on the development team. So there
Ooh.
You go.
This I'm interested in. Because I do like the Shin Megami stuff, even though they're fucking hard. Wow.
Not as hard as Nocturne on normal, though.
Oh, I know. Nocturne, man, takes the fucking cake for difficulty. Holy shit. Did you ever play that, Break?
The thing is, easy is easy, but normal's just too hard.
You know what I figured out in that game, though? You get that Black Sun deal, and it makes it easier, but I never got to that point.
That skill's only on Digital Devil Saga.
Oh, shit, really? I'm thinking of Digital Devil Saga, then. Yeah. But there, that game was pretty hard too. But you get that Black Sun deal, and it makes everything easier, you know. Monarch only on Pornhub. Slagar. Did you finish that story?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Let's move on to the next one. I'm interested in that game though. It looks good. Neptunia Rail Shooter Dimension Tripper Neptune Top Nep. Announced for PC. Wow, that's
This is basically Load Runner, or no, not World Runner and Space Harrier.
Yeah, this is from Gamatsu. So they said that it'll launch early 2022, and then it gives a little about with key features. A familiar dimension goes old school. That makes sense. You see, it says control older Neptune towards the special coins to fill up your coin gauge. Once filled, the character shown above your coin gauge will appear for a limited time to help you take this. So it's like summons, basically. Can you beat your high school? Yeah, it's like what Eric is saying. Sort of like Space Harrier meets. What's the other game you said?
World Runner, which is a big ripoff that Square did.
Yeah.
Space Harrier.
I mean, it looks kind of cool, old school. It looks very rudimentary.
Also, it's called Top Nep, so they're borrowing the title from Top Gun.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay, so there you go. That's the story, and we're sticking to it. Whoopee, Eric,
yay.
I know. I mean, not much on it. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is... I wonder if there's a character called Maverick in it, though.
Maverick, that'd be cool as fuck.
Joe and Mac Cape and Ninja remake.
I love those games.
And...
Joe and Mac games are fun.
Okay, yeah. It's loading. Gamatsu.com. Microids announces Joe and Mac Cape and Ninja for consoles, PC, and here's an overview of the game. And it launched 2022, and developer... from are called Mr. Nut Studio, who developed the Toki and Asterix and Obelisk Slapdown All games. It's a Toki remake, by the way. But include a handful of new features such as original adventure mode containing brand new levels. And there's a couple other stuff here, but that's really all there is.
All right.
Hello.
Tick, tick, tick. Yep. Can you guys hear me?
You broke out for a second.
Yeah, I pulled the cord out by mistake, guys. Sorry.
Well, you got that back in quick then. Holy
I sure
crap.
Did, man. I pulled it out and went right back in. You know, that's what she said.
Like, really, that was like a second. Like, that was some fucking skill right there.
Dude, you don't do this for 14 years and not have some skill, right, Breakman? I mean, come on, man. You know how we do things. Here.
I'm trying to like diminish you. I was trying to compliment you.
No, I know. And I was saying, like, you know, 14 years of experience. That's how. I mean, if I was a newbie, I would be scrambling around and.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you see? Yeah.
Yeah.
I exiled myself, Freak Pipe says. Freak Pipe says Max was on Liquid Television and it kicked ass. It sure did, man. It was.
MTV's Liquid Television. That's what it was.
Yeah. It was good amazing. Stuff. Really, really good stuff. All right.
I was on with, like, Eon Flux and some other shows.
Yeah.
I never really was a fan of the Eon Flux, though.
I liked Eon Flux, man. If you took it... See, this is how I say things. Like,
I guess they were a bunch of shorts that weren't really connected well.
Yeah, exactly right.
You had to infer a lot of the story which is what I liked about Aeon Flux, man. I liked Aeon Flux. It was, I don't know. It was just different, weird, but cool at the same time. I don't know. All right. Any homie discounts?
Tell you what, it was probably better Cyberpunk than Cyberpunk is.
Well, yeah. We weren't done with the news.
We weren't?
No, there's still one more story. And actually, I'm surprised that we're not talking about the big Nintendo story of today.
What's the big...
I guess we could talk about it in our Stankos, though.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay, last story. Come to us live from RPG site. Turn-based RPG Spire of Sorcery casts an early access spell next week.
All right.
Yeah, I added one more story because I felt like we were too late, so that's all I could find, really.
Well, I can give you some the bullet points if you want to keep talking about
nah,
it.
Nah, let's move on. Let's talk about the Nintendo thing. What's the Nintendo thing?
They announced the prices today, finally.
For the expansion pack.
Oh, Animal.
Now, if you don't have a subscription, it's going to cost you $50. If you do have a subscription, it's an extra $30.
Wow.
So it's $50 a year, and you get the N64 games, the Sega Genesis games, and a free DLC pack for Animal Crossing.
Most of the Sega games I already have on my Sega Mini, so it's like... I don't need it, really. So can I have just the N64 games for a cheaper price?
The only thing that makes me kind of interested is the ability to play them online. But yeah. I don't play the NES games online now.
Yeah.
I'm the Super NES games on now. So, yeah. I mean, really, the only thing I use my online for anymore is to download shit.
I play the Super NES games every once in a while. On
I do,
the...
but...
I think the library games needs to get much larger to justify paying any of that.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'd probably only pay for a year just to play them, and then I'd be done with it for a while.
I mean, it'd be fun to play games like Star 64 with friends, you know, have three friends around playing that again like back in the old days. And pretty fun.
Yeah.
But, there's just not enough games in there yet for me to be interested, really. And like I said, I don't play Super Nintendo or NES games online. In fact, the only game I've played online was Smash Brothers, and I just played a couple games after getting my butt handed to me. Went back to playing regular single player, which was boring, pretty much.
Yeah. I know, man. It's like their online needs to get way better. I wish they would just really concentrate on online and just make it better. I mean, I think Nintendo would flourish. I mean, can you imagine playing stuff flawlessly, like some of the Nintendo stuff? I mean... Mario Kart.
I don't know. Nintendo Online never really mixed. Have
that's
you
what
played
I'm saying.
Smash
like,
Ultimate Online?
Well, they, Smash.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. That's what, like, it was just after a few games, I just kind of like, okay.
I mean, it's not as bad as Brawl, but it's still not great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they should really concentrate on it and make it better because they, I mean, they'd get a lot.
Justify the price, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah,
like $50 a year. Like that's how much Xbox Live used to be, and yeah. I got a lot more features from Xbox Live.
Yeah, I agree.
Just saying,
I totally agree. No doubt. All right, where do we leave off? Okay.
Sickness and sweetest now.
No, any homie,
we're on homie discounts? Right?
Homie discounts.
Any homie discounts that you guys know of?
Oh, and also the controllers are $50 each.
Yeah.
The same,
and they're
the,
sold out, so good luck.
They're already sold out. Are you kidding me? People actually jumped at spending $50 for those controllers.
Oh, yeah. The controllers that we're getting are the three-button ones for the Genesis. Yeah, no.
Three-button? Are you fucking kidding me?
Not like many Genesis games use them, but there are some.
No, so, like the fighting games especially. Like Street Fighter, if you had a three-button controller, sucked.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. Slagar says, I want to jump into someone else's...
Also, they're less ergonomic than the six-button controllers anyway.
Yeah. Slagar says, I want to jump into someone else's Breath of the Wild game and snipe them and take their stuff.
Hey, you can't play
it. I'll be down for that. I am with you. Let's do it.
Oh, here's a deal. Wyland brought up a deal. MK11 Ultimate is $20.99 on PSN. If anybody is interested, that's a great, great deal, actually, Wyland. You know what? If I didn't suck so much,
that has to be like the ultimate edition because like,
it is
the plain one I saw for sale like half that about.
I've seen it for like $8 now for just the original, but this is the ultimate, so it includes Aftermath and all the DLC packages.
Hmm.
Well, except I shouldn't say all of the DLC because there's some cost packages.
Yeah.
That you can buy that are extra, but you get all the characters. You get the stuff that matters.
Yeah. That's actually a good deal. Freak says it would be $80 a year for me because I have the family subscription.
Now, what does the family subscription do that would require it being $30 more than what they're asking for?
I think it means multiple consoles in one household.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good deal for you, Freak, because, you know, kids and...
Does he have multiple Switches or something?
Probably. I'm guessing. I mean, that makes sense. I mean,
I have two Switches right now, but I need to figure out whether or not what I'm going to be doing with my old model.
$80 a year, like, you'd have to be playing a lot, like, with people you care about to justify that.
Well, he does play a lot, Freak 5 does. So,
well, I mean, is he going to play those games specifically? I'm saying, is he going to play N64 games with his kids who weren't around at the time, you know?
Right. So well, maybe.
My current subscription plan, the $20 one, I basically only use it for cloud saving at this point. I only lightly touched on the SNES online games.
Yeah. I play a lot of the SNES games and NES games. I mean, you know, I mean, Freak says he has four Switches. So that makes sense, Freak. It really does. Mm. I want the OLED too, man. I have an OLED TV, so that's cool, you know. OLED's really nice.
I was going to say, like, I got my Lite. I love my Switch Lite. It's fantastic. But I would like to play some games on the TV every once in a while.
Yeah.
I would really like to see a big sprawling landscape of Breath of the Wild on the screen.
It's pretty nice, I'll tell you.
Now, if only I had an OLED TV.
Yeah. I have an OLED TV, and it's beautiful.
We know. You've reminded us twice now.
It's the best thing that I've ever bought TV-wise.
You're going to bring that up about four more times during the show, aren't you?
What, that I have an OLED TV, Breakman, and it's fucking awesome? You know, the OLED.
Probably the next TV I buy, I probably buy QLED because by that time, 8K will be affordable.
Well, I mean, my OLED TV is pretty fucking awesome. I'm just saying. Breakman, I'm not going to mention that I have an OLED TV for the rest of the show. All right, except
I'm not going to count that one. I don't count that.
Why? You got to count it, man. That was slick. You know.
Because you did like the next sentence. Like, well, it was, all right. Yeah, like it's okay. Kind of a continuation of the first one.
I got you. So I have to be slick about it and like talk about my old OLED TV back in the like.
See, now that one counts.
Okay,
the
there you go.
I wouldn't mind updating. Get the N64 games if they add the Goemon games and Hybrid Heaven, because that'd be something.
Yeah, they'd be
somebody.
Somebody mentioned there are
rumors of Perfect Dark coming, and that would be...
I don't think that it ever will.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, Nintendo and Microsoft have worked together before.
Yeah.
I don't see them not working together, because both of them are more interested.
That's far more likely than GoldenEye, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
As much as I desperately want GoldenEye, like, I don't see that ever happening.
Yeah.
If they got GoldenEye on there, I would throw my...
The best you could hope for GoldenEye is the remake that they made for the Wii for it to be remastered.
Although that would look pretty good on my OLED TV too, Breakman. I'm just saying. You know, I mean...
Or if they put like WWF No Mercy. I think it was WWF
at
the time.
Oh, that's good...
I would be interested in that because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, not the 2K shit that they got going on right now that's fucking broken as fuck, man. I hate...
Yeah, I've heard... Like, there have never been wrestling games as good as the N64 wrestling games. I haven't. It's been sad.
Yeah.
So Fire Pro Wrestling, but we haven't gotten those.
We only get, like, Game Boy Fire Pro Wrestling.
You know what might make 2K better, Breakman, is AEW is coming out with some wrestling games. So if they do a good job with their games, I mean, that might spur them to do better. Just saying. And then I could play them on my OLED TV, Breakman, and then the world would be a good place, you know.
Because the people that made the WWF games, they made like what was that? They made more wrestling games. They weren't as good though, and music was entered into it at some point too.
Hmm.
What was those wrestling games called? I can't remember.
I'm trying to think, Breakman. I can't.
PlayStation 2 games.
You're not talking like the WCW.
Those are probably
games.
The Fire Pro ones.
Yeah.
No, they weren't Fire Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe somebody in chat knows the answer to that.
Might have us.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm just looking to see if anybody else is in chat. I think we're good there. Okay. Any other homie discounts that anybody knows of that we can? All right. Breakman, should I hit your music possibly?
No, unfortunately not.
Darn it. That's the second.
It's fine, though, because I'm trying to find that game.
I could say that you could get FF12 on the Xbox One for, like, probably $10, but then you have to pay their ridiculous shipping costs, and it ends up costing closer to $20.
Freak5's exiled. He says, I want an OLED TV to watch Bernie's OnlyFans videos on. How dare you, Freak5. How dare you? Okay, let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Break?
Well, I've been playing Breath of the Wild, as we've talked about earlier. Oh, I found it. Def Jam Fight for New York.
Ah, Def Jam games. Those are awesome games, man. Those are great games.
Yeah, that's what it was. Those were fun, but they weren't. They still weren't up to snuff.
They were pretty good, man.
Yeah, the second one, they really added music to it.
Well, once you start adding licensed music, then the budget for the actual game.
Slagar, we'll welcome you back, man. Don't worry. Thanks for joining. We'll see you here in a few. All right.
They scrapped a lot of the customization options that were so awesome about the N64 games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could make your character look like Goku and throw fucking dragon punches and shit. Like, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Great game, man. Great game. Yeah.
Anyway, so what have I been playing? Breath of the Wild. I have never explored a world that has so many treasure chests underwater before.
Yeah.
How did they get underwater? Why are they underwater? Like, I have to use my
mind. I'm going to assume that there used to not be water there.
Yeah. It's like Atlantis.
I guess. Like, it just, every time I see a body of water, I turn on the magnet immediately. Like, yeah, there's got to be treasure around there somewhere.
Weiland says he's been playing Tetris Effect, a little bit of Metroid Dread, and some Capcom versus SNK2. So cool.
I saw this island, a small island with one of the shrines on it, and the distance, a way bigger island. So earlier today, I was, you know, going to that island. I ice bridged over, and then I to the one island, and then I got a raft and started going halfway. And then halfway, I was like, I bet there's a treasure chest around here.
You can use the magnet power and leverage like a magnetic object in between the two rails, and then you can just use reverse polarity to push the boat.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, that's kind of cool. Yeah, I didn't try anything like that, but I got to this island, and this guy immediately stripped my weapons and clothes. Now I'm playing Naked and Afraid. I don't know how this happened, but now I'm stuck on this island with no clothes, no weapons, and I gotta, you know, find the items and put them in the whatever.
That's what you get for exploring.
You have to do that to open up the shrine, don't you?
Yeah. That's what he says when you get on there. If you want to pass my quest, you gotta find these three balls and put them in the holes. Okay. Put balls in holes if you say so. So anyways, played that.
There's also like a really nasty Cyclops on that island.
Oh, those, what are those things called? I've killed a few of them. I like them because you shoot them in the eye and they fall down on their, like, shot. Like, oh, fuck. Time to kick your ass. But anytime I fought them, if I've, you know, got a little overzealous and started like, well, you're down, I'm going to hit you a few times. Well, he's starting to get up, I'm just going to keep hitting him. And then he steps on me. Ends it right there. So anyway, so I played Breath of the Wild, and I'll probably play it again after the show, or maybe I'll play one of the other games like Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate. Just playing through like the trying to unlock stuff in the vault.
Are we ever going to get more footage of Weiland kicking the shit out of you in Mortal Kombat Break?
Well, I'm not to the point where I'm ready to be completely humiliated yet.
I love
the therapy from all the previous attempts.
I mean, there's footage out there of me kicking the shit out of Weiland, but, you know, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it's out there if you look hard enough, but, you know, I mean,
he laughed immediately.
No, there's no footage of that. Trust me, Wyland will whip my ass in any fighting game. Period. I've seen him take care of Breakman.
Don't want to be completely humiliated. There is.
Yeah, if you look hard enough, Wyland, there's footage of anything out there. Oh man.
So playing through that and just. Like I said, trying to unlock stuff in the crypt. I don't know what kind of the vault, but those are pretty neat. I like that there's fatalities and brutalities and all that stuff in the vault. Just kind of randomly, you have to find it. But
There's no. Know,
The friendships. I kind of wish they just put another fatality in there instead of friendships.
Why? That's kind
of
fun.
Most of the friendships kind of suck.
Oh, I got you. There's nothing.
Most of the ones I've seen suck. There's a few good ones, a few funny ones, like the. Like the Terminator, he gets on the back of a motorcycle and starts doing tricks on it and shit. Like,
oh, I've seen that one. That's good. Yeah.
But then there's like the what's her name? Shiva. She right? Is that her name? The four-armed Shokan.
I think that's her name, isn't it, Shiva?
Mm.
So no. she gets out glasses and does like a little sound thing with the glasses, and it's like, oh, this is dumb. Like, I would have rather seen her ripping somebody apart more.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, so that's there's so many characters. There are tons of fatalities in there. And it's just there's some really great ones. Like, Kronika has a fantastic fatality.
Hmm.
I hate seeing it repeatedly, though, because, like, fuck, quit beating me.
Yeah.
And there's some really good ones. I haven't seen them all yet, and I haven't played through all characters, but I will do that one. And I played another game I started playing yesterday after somebody recommended it to me. Left 4 Dead 3. Oh, wait. No, that's not what it's called. Back for Blood, I think it's called.
Yeah, it is.
It's made by the same people. It seems like it's in the exact same universe.
The royalty-free version of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the exact same play mechanics. It just seems like an upgraded version of Left 4 Dead. There's nothing in different characters.
I heard it's really good.
It's not as good, but that's because it's new, and they still need to do lots of updates. So.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely some bugs I've seen, like AI characters getting caught on stuff and then spazzing out shit. So there's a lot of bugs that need to be hammered out, but it's still Left 4 Dead, and Left 4 Dead was a fantastic franchise that needed to come back, and I'll be playing this a lot more.
Yeah, right on, man. Glad you played it. I'm not in for those games because they're, you know, kind of online fucking games.
There's a single player mode in it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's probably as fun because, you know, it's just because it's meant to be a multiplayer game and it's meant to be communicating with your teammates and stuff. Although I don't like to talk to my teammates.
I know you're kind of a lone wolf out there, man. You know, you're like me. You just want to run in and shoot everything and kill everything and move on. You know, it's like, you know what's an underrated game? What was that game? It's a first person shooter, but it's batshit crazy. It was from Blazinski. What the fuck was the name of that game? You could, like, throw people onto cactus. Bulletstorm!
Yeah.
That's a great fucking game, man. That's a great game. If I'm going to play a first-person shooter, I want to play something batshit crazy like that, man. That's a great game. I like it. Mm-hmm. He shared his dinner on Twitter, Freak5 says.
Thanks for making me hungry, freaks.
What is that? Is it a steak sandwich? Or is
that
a
Philly cheese sandwich? Shut up. Breakman, shut up. Shut up, Breakman. Oh, God. Look at this.
Fries. Why are fries below the sandwich? I don't understand that. You know, couldn't they have their own space?
That's a
fries. Soaked up by the bun.
Oh, God. Look at that. That's the bun. Oh, Jesus. Let's blow this up and I'll throw it up on the screen. Jiminy. You're making me hungry, freak. Why? Why?
Freak us food quest early just to make us annoyed.
Exactly. Look at that.
Actually, let's pause the show for about 20 minutes. Go eat.
I know. Go eat, then come back. I don't think we'd be able to finish the show. We'd come back and be like, we're going to go to bed now. And see y'all later. that's really.
I don't go to bed right after eating. Not there yet.
No.
Give me a few years.
Yeah. I mean, when you get up to my age, man, that's how it is for me. I eat and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm feeling so sleepy now. But
so you're impressed with me? Are you impressed with me, Frank? I played a brand new game for once.
I am actually really impressed, Breakman. Usually, you know, You're starting to do what I do, man. Just stick with one game and get that game finished and then move on. You know, that's what because like you start playing one game and then you go to another and then you don't really ever go back to that game, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philly cheesesteak from IHOP? Wow, that looks really good, man.
Wait, you went to IHOP and you didn't get breakfast?
I know.
That's a disappointment, man. Come on.
IHOP has the absolute best fucking pancakes, man. They're fucking good, man. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. I know it's like a major.
I don't have an IHOP around here. I have a Waffle House, which I'd rather not go to.
Ooh, I like Waffle House.
Walk to the IHOP by me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a small drive for
it's
me.
It's a long walk, but I could still walk.
Yeah exactly. All right. Is that all you've been playing, Break?
I've been playing a lot, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of stuff. Eric.
Let's say one more thing, too.
Yeah.
With the Switch, I've got so many other games I want to get to play, and I don't know if I'll ever get to them with how good Breath of the Wild is.
Breath of the Wild is really good, man. No question. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
More Dragon Quest XI S on the Xbox. I'm trying to get the max gamer score for that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I want to get to that before they take it off.
And I think you got till December. So you better start.
Yeah.
But I played it, beat Metroid Dread last week.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a long game. It's a Metroid game.
He's got a review up on the feed if you guys are interested. So.
And I played a tiny bit of Bloodstained.
Yeah. All right. Like I said, Eric has a review of Metroid Dread on the feed if you guys are interested in that. I didn't have much time to play much of anything. I did play something. What the fuck did I play? I think maybe a little more Maneater. Just, you know, eating shit as a shark. It's fun. Just a mindless game. The controls are kind of wonky, but, you know. It's fun.
But you're eating shit, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you
Hey, can... there's a diver. Hey, Mr. Diver.
Yep.
Oh, you were good.
Exactly. That game is fun for that reason alone. You know? I mean, you just eat all kinds of shit. And the cool thing about Maneaters, if you get big enough, you can, like, jump over, like, land, like a little bit of land, and eat people in the air. It's pretty fucking cool, man.
That's cool. How do they scream in that game? That's one of my favorite things.
It's wonderful. It's like, it's like all like nasty, you know, it's good stuff, man.
That's one of my favorite things about the Borderlands games, like the screams in those games are amazing. Yeah. Like you catch somebody on fire and he's like,
Yeah. Love that shit, man. Good fun stuff. All right. Let's move on. Speaking of reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
Mm-mm.
All right.
I'm starting stuff, not finishing it this week.
All right. Well, Eric and I do, and we had the opportunity to see Halloween Kills. We're going to try to do it spoiler-free, Eric,
It's Halloween movie. You can spoil it without running the fun of it.
Okay, let me summarize my review.
I don't necessarily want you to reveal anything, but at the same time, like we know it's a nightmare. Or I'm sorry, we know this is a Halloween movie. We know he's going to kill a lot of people. In the end, he might die or he might not. Either way, he'll come back in a sequel.
Yes. Okay. You got pretty much the gist of it, Breakman. But let me summarize my feelings about Halloween Kills. I talked a little bit before we got on the air. I like it okay, right? It to me, it wasn't the greatest kind of sequel, but it's kind of filler for the third one, I felt. The kills were awesome, and there were plenty of them, and they were violent. That's the way they should have been. They make no bones about it. It's fucking Michael Myers. That's what he does, right? I like the explanation at the kind of beginning of him getting out of the fire. Because if you remember from... Did you watch the first one, Break?
No, I didn't see the first one.
Yeah.
Fun. Like I said, it's a Halloween movie. At the end of every single one, he dies, and then he comes back in the next one.
Well, you got to watch it, Break. It's fucking awesome.
Well, they always find a way to usually explain it away, except for, what, H2O, which they cut his head off.
Okay, check this
there's
out.
There's really no explaining how he comes back from that, but he does.
Let me explain why Let me explain why the first Halloween movie, like this, the, I mean the one that this is a sequel to, why the first one was so brilliant, right? Okay, go back all the way to the 1978 film Break, which you've obviously have seen, right? Okay, throw out all the rest of the Halloween movies, right? So this Halloween, like the one, the 2017 or 2018 Halloween movie was a direct kind of sequel to that, even though it happened way in the future. So Michael Myers was in prison for, or mental institution for what, 30 years or something, 40 years, I can't remember what the...
So he managed to not kill people for 30 years?
Right. But he's...
I don't know about that.
No.
Go on.
Dude, you gotta watch it. It's fucking...
I know, but like, you just, do you feel like he would have, like, murdered them by day two and
moved
on?
He makes up for it. He makes up for it.
He had to make up for lost time.
Oh, he made up for lost time. He made up for lost time in the sequel, this, you know, the 2018 movie and this movie, right? So the kills are fabulous, right? I have no problems with the kills. The kills are awesome. It's what we watch these movies for the most part, right? I mean,
pretty much, yeah.
Right. Ending is not really ambiguous. They definitely set it up for a third, but that was the plan from the whole. It was supposed to be a trilogy, right? And the way that they integrated like a lot of what happened, not what happened into, but the homages to 2 and 3 are in this movie, and even some for 4 and 5 and all that. So as far as that goes, they did a really good job. I mean, this movie was not as good as the 2018 version. Like I said, I liked it, but it's to me it was okay. But the previous one was fantastic. And if you watch one, Breakman, watch the one that came out in 2018, man. It's pretty badass. Yeah. But this one, the ending, boy, how do I don't want to spoil anything. Eric, can you want to jump in at any point? Feel free and talk about
it. I just feel like it annoyed me because not only is it a sequel hooked movie, but it feels like a franchise extension for the sake of capitalism. This is a stupid ending movie.
Yeah. So what, Freddy shows up then?
No, was Jason.
Like Freddy and Jason are at the end of this movie, like they're all playing cards and then...
Can you shut so I can explain, please?
Jeez, Eric. Short fuse today. All right, Eric, go ahead.
Basically, it's basically the same thing that happened at the end of Jurassic World, the second Jurassic World movie. I forget the name of that film was called. But, like, something really stupid happens and that movie ends, and it's an excuse to keep the franchise going so they can make more money. And that it just feels... Yeah, it's like, yep, this is a Hollywood movie. We're going to do more and more and more. So we're going to make up a bullshit reasons for why we're going to do more.
Yeah. Well, let me assuage your fear there, Eric, a little bit. The plan was to do a three-part, you know, series of movies. So it was Halloween, right, which I don't understand why they didn't call it.
It doesn't matter, though, because they're going to make more after that anyway.
Well, maybe, but I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, this movie seems filler for the finale to me. Like, I think they should...
And I kind of wish that even though I know it wouldn't have done much good, I kind of wish that they got more licks on Michael or given him a harder time because he didn't have anything like that in this movie.
I don't know, man.
And it does feel like they are going to somewhat explain what the hell he is, because he's obviously not human anymore.
They've done that before.
Yeah, they did that.
Yeah, but like maybe explain it in a way that's not dumb.
Yeah, because that makes sense, Eric. Because I think it was 4 and 5. They kind of like tried to give justification for like his. Like he was a darkness, right? Like some sort of like shape, and it was like evil incarnate. And they tried to explain that in 4 and 5 with that weird like demonic cult, and you know it just didn't go anywhere, and it sucked. But I mean, I liked it for the kills, but I mean the mask in those movies was ridiculous, and that's one thing I have to comment on this movie. The mask was fan fucking fantastic in this movie, because in the previous movie at the very end, you know, spoilers, everybody who hasn't seen like the previous movie, he was left like Laurie was a genius, right?
I'm going to take off my headset right now.
Okay, go right ahead. Laurie was a fucking genius, right? She fucking like had this planned out for what, 30 years, and she basically traps Michael Myers in her basement, in her compound. And then she lights the whole place on fire. She planned for the whole thing all this time because she knew eventually he was going to get out. And that's how the movie ended. Like, we, okay, cool. He's just going to burn in a fire at the end, right? Well, the this movie opens up where the firefighters are sent. And
somebody tells me that even without them, though, he would have escaped anyway.
Yeah, but that's fine. I mean, you know, but I like the fact that, you know, it's kind of a real world explanation, right? The firefighters come, they're trying to put out the fire, and he escapes, you know? So, I mean, there you go. All right, tell Breakman he can come back in chat, Eric, if you wouldn't mind.
All I can say is he was locked in a specific place, but he found a way to open it. So yeah. It doesn't matter if they were there.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, I like the fact that the firefighters were there, you know? So there you go. All right. Breakman, are you back? Did we get Breakman back?
Yeah.
Somebody put in chat, Breakman can come back.
I kind of like... one thing I did like about the movie is that it was basically a bunch of boomers trying to kill Michael Myers.
I know, man. I mean, that I like that too. Like, a big posse. It reminded me of like a Western where they got the posse together and it's like mob mentality. Which, there was another scene in there I liked with... I'm not going to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it. It's okay, you know? Is the third one going to be 30 years after Season of the Witch? Freak 5 say.
Season of the Witch.
Not funny. Hey, somebody put in chat the Breakman can come back. Eric, can you do that, please? What do you give Halloween Kills, Eric?
I'm going to give it a 5.
I'm going to give it a...
No, 5.5, sorry.
I'm going to give it a 6.5. Eric, I think it was. I think the kills alone were really, really, really good. So, all right, let's move on. Wait, let's get Breakman back. Break, are you back? Wow, that's pretty good. I like that. All right, you're back. All right, here we go. You didn't have any reviews at all, did you, Break? All right.
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the week.
Well, I got a couple. One I talked about last week was the violence that's going on, especially in my city. And some interesting stats were pointed out. Like, the gun violence in the city going on right now, there are a lot of teenagers shooting each other, and it's not like it used to be. It's not handguns. They're using assault rifles in the streets now.
Wow. Yeah.
And the police were saying, like, this, we've never seen this many, like, kids killing each other. Like, we've never seen kids with this kind of access to assault rifles. And it's just, it's, yeah. I mean, we've talked about assault rifle bans in the past.
Yeah. I mean, weapons of mass destruction, can we call them for what they are? I mean, that's why I always talk about magazine capacity. I'm for the Second Amendment, right? Like, I think if you want a gun, you should be able to own one, you know, but I think you should be responsible about it and understand, like, a fucking assault rifle, like what an AK-47 is just that, man. Like, that's a war.
These are guns designed to kill people.
Right. And, I guess, you know, I mean, but a 357 could kill someone. So if you're worried about home security, then there you go. You know, I mean,
say, they're guns made to kill lots of people.
Yeah,
what I meant to say.
Right, multiple people. So yes. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, all right. What's your other stinko break, man?
Yeah. So that's, I don't know. There's nothing else we can say about that, really. Okay. Q is running for Congress.
What?
Yeah, the guy responsible for Q is running for Congress in Arizona. Apparently, he's out of seclusion in the Philippines. I guess they are starting to come after him for the child porn, which is why he ran there in the first place.
The guy who started QAnon?
Yeah, Ron Watkins.
Oh, boy.
He's running for Congress in Arizona.
Oh boy, I don't think he has a
chance. Those are the people that elected Cinnamon. So Cinema.
Cinema.
But then again, she did lie to everybody completely. From what I've been reading, like she used to be 100% like pro minimum wage and raising wage,
healthcare, and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, like she used to be pro all the things she's voted against so far.
Can't trust politicians, man. Yeah. You just can't trust any of them. They all suck, man.
Yeah. Republican. And just the way things have gone, with like people just some of the worst assholes around keep getting elected. So, you know, I could see in that. Well, the founder of Q, I could see getting elected because, look, there's a following of people.
I mean,
insane idiots.
Arizona's weird, man. I mean, sometimes it leans Democrat, sometimes it leans Republican. It's fucking weird. I don't understand Arizona at all. Like, it's got a very high Hispanic population, like in Phoenix and the surrounding areas there. And I can't get Phoenix. Like, what or Arizona? I don't understand it. I know it's hot as fuck there, and I never want to live there. I mean, you had Sheriff Arpaio there. How the fuck did that guy get in? I mean, wow. I mean, it's just a strange. McCain was there. I don't know.
I think it's like that around the country now at this point. Like, every state has embarrassing politicians.
Yeah. I mean, Colorado has its share. Look at Bobert. She's from Colorado, dude.
We got Jim Jordan in Ohio.
Yep. Jim Jordan. Yep. So. I mean, they're all embarrassments, man. They all should be ashamed of themselves. You know, it's just like
they should be in prison. Most of them.
Most of them should.
Like, especially like Jim Jordan. Like, you say you're being molested by a coach? I don't know what you're talking about. But help us. Yeah. Nah, I got other things to do. Please don't turn me in. Just please.
Yeah, I don't. How that guy is still in fucking Congress is beyond me. He's a worthless fuck.
He pretends to be this, like, tough guy and stuff, but he's just a crybaby liar.
Yeah. All right, let's, anything else, Break?
There's another one, actually. I just found out the Supreme Court, who is going to probably do horrible damage to Roe versus Wade and assault rifle bans this year is also probably going to do horrible damage to separation of church and state, because that's coming up in sometime December, I think.
Oh boy. Well, I mean, with the 6-3 majority, I mean, shit like that happens. So what can we do about it? But protest, you know.
So basically, it's going to be this battle is so they can be federally funded. Religious schools can be federally funded by the government and still exclude people.
Yeah, I mean that's
essentially like they're saying that like gay rights is it's against the religion, so we shouldn't be forced to hire anybody. Yeah. So they're trying to get money to discriminate from. Yeah. I mean, basically they're trying to get taxpayer dollars to discriminate against people.
Well, if they want taxpayer dollars, they should start paying taxes, right? Some of these churches. Mm-hmm. I mean,
what's it's a school. I don't know. I don't know if it was a Catholic school or a Christian school.
I'm pretty
sure
it was a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, so whatever. But all right. Anything else, Breakman?
No, just 2021's continues to be a ball of shit.
It's the beginning of the end, Breakman. 20 years, man. 20 years. You know, we got 20 years to live our best life. And then, society, as we know it, should probably be crumbling, according to very credible,
If we don't start course correcting at any time, I mean, so far we've heard lip service. And
do you see an end?
Billionaires with the people in charge of the money who get to make all decisions are still making those decisions, and they're still doing everything that gets the money at the expense of everything and everyone else.
Well, do you see any end anytime soon, Breakman? Do you see it turning around within 20 years? I don't.
Because longer life expectancy means these billionaires stick around a lot longer.
I know, man.
And then because of the laws they've enacted, they just pass their money down to their children now.
Yeah.
And so on and so on. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that they shouldn't have been able to transfer their wealth down to kids before, but now they're transferring incredible wealth like never seen before down to their children, you know?
I mean,
people owning like NFL franchises, just, you know, this will be in the family for 75 years now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, really? Like, that's how forward you've paid for this? Damn.
Yeah. I mean, pretty incredible, but like I said, those people, I mean, there's a reckoning coming for them at some point, and I think it's probably that 20-year point.
I don't know. I think most of them, I think the ones like Elon Musk are building their space program for a reason, whereas the other ones realize they're old and they're probably not going to live that long anyway, so they don't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, more power to...
Honestly, I think that's what it is. They're like, so what? I'm getting what I want out of this life. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you, Brake. I hear you for sure. Okay, Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinkos. First one is that I tried to switch to Windstream because they offered me a 3-month trial, but it turns out the wiring here is too bad, so I can't even do that.
That sucks, man.
I would have gotten fiberglass speeds.
Yeah.
See, they still do DSL, but they're doing double bonding DSL, which basically just takes my two phone line jacks and just gives me twice the connection. It's basically two DSL modems slammed together.
Yeah.
For a stronger connection. But it would have put me in that class. But like I said, the wiring's not great. So I gave up on it.
That sucks, man. All right.
Because this place, I could bring it to afford to the landlord, whoever owns this place. Not my manager. Like, they wouldn't be in charge of that. But they're too cheap to afford paved parking. So, like, they fill in potholes when it gets too unruly. That's what they do.
Yep. Yeah. That sounds like a landlord, all right.
Yeah, slumlords.
But, so I doubt that they'd ever bother to put in the expense to get better wiring.
Yeah.
Because, like, this stuff is, like, old telephone stuff.
And don't get me wrong, not all landlords are bad, but the majority of bad ones far outnumber the good ones.
It's like, I would say it's at least 3 to 4 to 1.
If they did do that, they'd probably use an excuse to jack up the rent for everybody.
Of course
they
would.
Yes, they would.
Of course they would. All right, Freak Pie says...
I don't want to be the one responsible for doing that, so...
Yeah. Freak says his stinko is it's starting to get cold there. Yeah, it's getting cold everywhere.
My other one is Dave Chappelle has become full turf.
Yeah.
And, you know, for years, he's done stand-up specials on Netflix, and a lot of his jokes, you can't even call off color because they're detrimental to the LGBTQ crowd.
Yeah.
So he's basically throw them under the bus for the sake of comedy, and he's basically double and triple downed at this point. But more to the point is that the CEO of Netflix acted like it wasn't a problem.
Yeah. It's disappointing. Dave Chappelle, like, for years was one of my favorite comics. I thought he did a lot of really great work, and he's just, I mean, he's totally tarnished his image in my view, and it's really, really sad. I mean, it's sad to see because he's a brilliant comic, you know, but when you use your community...
Like it makes me wonder if he didn't just have a mental breakdown. He just didn't know what to do with his comedy, and he just went back to do the thing he always did.
No, I think he actually did have a mental breakdown, Eric, and I think there's still remnants of that mental breakdown in his psyche, and there's no real going back for him, and it's really sad. Like one of my favorite movies is Half Baked. I thought it was a brilliant comedy. It's not one of those films that everybody went out to see at the theater, but it's kind of one of those cult films that, you know, I really appreciate, especially being a toker. But, it's sad to see. And I hope he gets help at some point. And, you know, maybe.
I think it goes beyond with him being a turf because, like, the joke that he made in his latest special basically. he was basically just referring to a woman by her genitals, and that's probably how he actually sees women. So, but in his mind, trans women aren't women because they didn't originally have a pussy.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad, man. I mean, some people are trapped in the opposite sex's body, and it's just, I don't know, it's sad to hear. But
also saying is, I'm not surprised he feels that way about trans people when he feels the way he does about that with women.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anything else, Eric?
Like, no, just... Yeah, it's just really gross. Just, you're an old 50-year-old man who's washed up as a comedian.
Yeah, I think it's coming to that point for sure, Eric. It is sad. All right, mine is my back pain is acting up again. It's pretty terrible. I mean, the only thing I can do is, like, fucking take hot baths and fucking put patches on or lidocaine or whatever, you know. Just sucks. But, back pain sucks, but...
If only we had good healthcare, then we could make RoboFrank.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I would go down that route again if I had healthcare. But what can we do? But all right, let's move on to bigger and happier things.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweeto of the week.
You're Sweeto of the week, Breakman. You're Sweeto of the week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm so hungry. I was kind of zoned out there. This is kind of a half Sweeto because it should be a stinko more than anything because it took so long for justice to happen. But a billionaire is finally going to prison for murder. I mean, at least they can finally do something against somebody who isn't rich and get convicted for it. But Robert Durst is going to prison
for life, right?
Yes, for life, even though he's already like 78, so life is not going to be that long.
Life is probably going to be a year for that guy, you know, but whatever. Yeah.
Unless, like, you know, find ways to make his life longer, and then he can just
You know what, though? Actually, I think it's better that way, Breakman, because he's had all this fucking, like full life, right? And then the end of his life is stuck in a fucking jail cell, even with a
pill. I know, but
pills.
I think it should be longer than just like another year, like because it just doesn't feel like justice is being served this
but,
way.
But think about this,
though.
I mean,
it's though. Finally that he's being punished like he should be, but
yeah.
I mean, if he dies next week, like...
But here's the solace.
Families would kind of feel empty, wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know.
All this time and all this effort we did to punish him, and he dies right away on us.
But check this out, Breakman. Like, his last memories are going to be inside of a fucking cell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure all of his assets will be liquidated, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, his assets will go to the government. They won't go to the victims.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. All right. Any other Sweetos, Breakman?
No, not really, even though that's like a half a Sweeto. I guess Left 4 Dead 3 finally came out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Left 4 Dead 3. Weiland says his Sweeto, Fightcade, finally has rolled back netcode for Dreamcast, Naomi Atomus Wave games.
Those are the SNK engine.
Atomus Wave.
One.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Freak 5 says, his Sweeto, he's full from his delicious dinner. Fuck off, Freak 5. Exiled. You get an exile for your Sweeto. Fuck you, man.
I don't think I've ever heard of Atomus Wave.
Yeah,
I did.
Basically the engine SNK used from, like, the 2000s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your Sweeto of the week.
My Sweeto, I don't have one listed, but I guess I could mention my birthday last week and all the birthday wishes I got, and Frank gave me some money, and I got a new memory card for my Switch OLED, so I can actually sell my old one now. You have to re-download everything, though, because you can't just do a hard transfer. So the only thing you could really do is recover your account.
But it lets you switch your profile easily, right? It wasn't a hassle.
Yeah. I do have to make a new Japanese profile because I can't remember what email I used for my Japanese account, which I didn't use that often, so it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bernie says her Sweeto is she gets
to
squeeze
my butt.
One
thing to note, though, is, like, I think any game you buy on any version of the store is, well, if it's got region, like, language support for other regions, like English, like, say you bought something in the UK store, have the copy from the US store purchased, so you don't have to buy it twice.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. All right, anything else?
The games you purchase aren't linked to your account, unless it's exclusive version or something.
Yeah. Breakman, did you already say your Sweeto? I think you did, yes, man. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
I'm getting over my cold, so that's a Sweeto.
Breakman is fucking exiled. You son of a bitch. Oh, man. I'm glad you're over your cold for the most part, Eric. That's good, man. Mine is RP Grinders. I've never really given this show, like, the credit it really fucking deserves, but it's refreshing to come to. I mean, the net
also,
is.
Also, last week was my, like, 12th anniversary or something. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, we mentioned that last week, Eric.
Yeah, too bad I wasn't there for it, because I was coughing up a storm.
Yeah, I know, man. 50 Cent, how dare you? Son of a bitch.
The price went down.
Son of a bitch. No, I was saying RP Grinders. Like, I don't give this show enough credit, man. Like, it's refreshing to go into a 2-hour time frame out of my week without the cesspool that is the internet, is all I'm gonna say, man. Like it, Twitter's a fucking cesspool, fucking Facebook, fucking, you know, YouTube. I mean, you name it, and it's a fucking cesspool of negativity. And
I
for
have
the
to be so nice on Twitter now, I'm not happy about it. I mean, negativity, right?
So, you know, it's nice to come to a show that there's not a ton of drama, and you know, we just bullshit and talk about video games. So RP Grinders is my Sweeto of the week. Let's go on to funny or stupid. I got one this week. Let's let me. What do you mean, oh no, man?
They're usually stupid.
Well, let's throw this link into chat here. Let's paste that there. And I'm going to show it up on the screen. And we can both judge whether or not this is funny or stupid. Let's check it out here. What are we looking at? What's going on here?
What are you doing?
I had a flat and I needed a spare tire.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing.
Okay, so the gist of this is a woman that's, and this is a whole thing on TikTok. I've seen some of these videos before. They kind of like do like those, your mama's so fat thing, but they dog each other. And they always throw something at each other. In this case, the woman was like washing her car, and the guy pinches her stomach, and she goes, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I had a flat, so I had to get a spare tire." So what are you thinking, Eric?
What are you doing?
I had a flat, and I needed a spare tire.
As I walk through the valley of the
My God.
Okay. Eric, stupid or funny?
I have to watch the video.
Okay, watch the video and let me know what you think.
Gangster's Paradise, like the fact he's wearing that, like, I think this one's funny. Like,
I think it's Breakman.
Like, asshole.
I think white people being stupid is kind of funny.
He is never gonna have sex with her again because she will not allow it.
You gotta check out this channel though, Breakman. It's a whole thing. They do it to each other. Like, oh, yeah. She'll get him back, like at some point, man. It's funny. But here's Bernie. What are you saying, Bernie?
She's got a part where she killed him, and they're questioning her about it.
Yeah.
Remember?
I don't even know what that is, but...
No, but it's, like, because of all the shit he's pulled.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, he's alive.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a weekend at Bernie's thing.
Oh, yeah, cool. It's pretty funny. So, check...
The fact that he says gangsters on his shirt while he's doing this, like, that's like a gangsta move, what you just pulled. Like, yeah, I'm down.
And then she, like, takes the hose and, like, hoses him off. Like, that's pretty funny, too. So, all right. Not funny, Freak 5 says. I think it's funny. I think you should. Yeah, we finally got a funny one, guys, I think. So, I mean, according to two-thirds, and maybe Eric if he sees the video, so.
That's a gangster move, but he's never going to have sex with her again, by the looks of it. But like you said, this is the whole thing, so they do this to each other.
Oh, yeah, they do it all the time. I've seen
a
couple.
This is just a one-time thing. Like, that would be road to divorce.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. A spare tire. I mean, that's so fucked up, man. All right, so let's, oh, wow, this is cool. We're already up to this point, guys. All right.
Seriously, about to talk about more food.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Who?
Puppets.
Oh, Freak has another stinko. He says starting next Monday, he has to start going in an hour earlier. I think that's funny. Anyways, I saw a video last week that was funnier. A guy using a puppet to harass his roommate for money. That's pretty funny. Okay. We are at, I think this is round two of our...
Yeah, where we start talking about food again.
Exactly, where we start talking about food and how we're all, like, going to do this real quick so we can go eat type of thing. But it's our tournament. We're going to decide the greatest Halloween candy of all time. This is round two. Let's get into it, guys. This is a major one. Twix versus Snickers. Eric, I'll start with you.
Snickers.
All right, Breakman.
Wow, Snickers versus Twix. This is a hard one.
It is.
It's Snickers really is a classic, but I, you know what? I enjoy Twix more.
Really?
Twix. Yeah.
I really like the peanut and the only Twix I actually like are the cookie ones.
Why do you guys do this to me? I have to be the fucking tiebreaker and piss one of you guys off.
But well, look at this one. With Twix, it's gonna be you get two of them. But Snickers is going to be bigger.
Don't try to influence me, Breakman. Let me.
I would give you like good conflicting views.
Let me.
I wasn't trying to influence you.
Let me try. Let me try multiple choice. Let me try rationalizing this. I do like what is that, like caramel in Twix, like, and I like the wafer.
Yeah.
I like the wafer aspect of it, but, man, Snickers got...
I like the Cookie Crunch Twix more.
I really like the... Man, I really like the...
Do they still sell those?
Twix? Yeah.
The Cookie Crunch Twix?
Oh, I don't know. But
the
I
peanut
like...
butter Twix are pretty good.
Eric! 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 Bernie says Twix and Snickers. I like them both, man, but I think I like Snickers slightly more. Snickers is moving on.
Wyland says he's going to eat some Snickers ice cream.
I'm going to eat Snickers ice cream, Wyland says.
Was this be cruel to the host tonight? Come on, man.
I know. What's going on here, man? Wyland says, also, I don't see Twix being part of a Blizzard from DQ. Hey, that's a good point.
I don't think they've ever done that, actually.
Dungeon says, am I too late to vote for...
Toffee Fays.
I love those.
What are Toffee Fays?
I've never seen Toffee Fays like give that out for Halloween candy, though.
It's like a caramel cup with chocolate in the middle, and there's like a nut in there.
Wow. That's
so good.
I never had that, Dungeon, but that sounds
it's
really
good. It's
basically
like a chocolate-covered hazelnut with like, it has caramel in it.
Ooh, I like hazelnut. So, man, Dungeon, if I'd have known, I'd have put that in here.
And a little bit of, I think the toffee is chocolate.
I'm going to have to try to pour that.
Yeah,
all right.
But this, like you said, this is Halloween candy. I don't think any of us have ever gotten that on Halloween.
Toffee Fays are kind of expensive.
They're good, but terrifying in calories.
Two or four, depending on what size you get.
Oh, Toffee Fays.
Toffee
Fays. I never had them, but they look fantastic. All right.
I forgot about
them. Here's the next matchup. Butterfingers versus Nestle Crunch, guys. Breakman, you go first.
This is an easy one. Nestle Crunch all the way.
Butterfinger. Wow. You say Butterfinger, Eric?
Yeah.
Just get what? Caught in your teeth and stuff. Like,
God damn it.
They're all right, like every maybe once a while.
I like the non-Nestle version of the Crunch Bar. I think those are O'Henry's. No, those are peanuts. It's something else, though. 100 grand, I think.
No, not 100 grand. 100 grand has caramel in it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And Krispies.
But it's like a different version of Crunch, but it's not Crunch.
Yeah. Bernie says Butterfingers. Dungeon says they're tiny covered bowls with nut inside covered over with more caramel.
I like the new formula.
And then topped
it's
with a flat,
to chew
flat drop of sweet chocolate Toffee Fay. Old Butterfinger's not the new formula garbage.
I didn't know there was a new formula. It's been a long time since I've had a Butterfinger. I didn't know they changed them.
I'm going with Nestle Crunch on this, Eric. Nice. Because I don't like the way Butterfingers stick to your teeth. Like it's really tough.
Like I said,
tough.
The newer ones don't really do that as much.
I know, but it's still, you know.
That's probably why they changed it, because they were probably getting too many complaints about that.
Yeah. All right, Reese's Pieces versus Hershey Bars. I'm going first on this one. This is another titanic matchup. I do like Reese's Pieces. I think they're a little too sweet, but the Hershey Bars with the almonds, man, that's A+ for me. What say you, Brake?
But this is just a regular Hershey bar. It's not
No. These are all Hershey bars. You notice Hershey bars. Because there's no...
These are pure chocolate bars?
The only one that I differentiated was the M&Ms, but this is any Hershey bars, like your favorite.
Yeah, I'd still go for Hershey's over Reese's Pieces, because I don't like Reese's Pieces.
What say you, Brick?
Yeah,
I'd rather have the peanut butter M&Ms than those.
What say you, Brake?
It doesn't matter what I want.
No, what are you saying?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, I want to know your vote, man.
No, I'm not talking.
Breakman, I'm not. I mean,
I didn't know Breakman liked Reese's Pieces that much.
I like Reese's Pieces a lot, but they're a little too sweet for my liking. But Hershey Bars moves on, and I know Breakman voted for Reese's Pieces. So. All right, next matchup: PayPal versus Starburst. Breakman, I'm going to go with you first.
Did you say PayPal?
He did.
Not
did I say
the service? Yes.
Oh shit. Payday.
I think you meant payday.
Payday. I'm sorry, PayPal. Why did I write PayPal there?
PayPal versus the...
Shut up, man. Come on, man. All right, Eric. You son of a bitch.
I'm voting for Starburst.
All right, Breakman?
Up to this point, we haven't really had any like fruity-flavored candy and stuff. It's been all chocolate that's winning. So I'm going to go Starburst. Even though Payday, I don't think it has chocolate. I think it's just peanuts, isn't it?
Well, no, there is a chocolate version now.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Well, my vote doesn't count, so let's just move on. All right. Harbro Gummies versus M&M's.
Haribo.
Eric, wait till I say who votes, man. Jesus.
No, I'm not voting. I'm saying I'm correcting you.
Harbro.
Haribo.
Oh, Haribo. Whatever. It's a
I don't
fucking.
Think there's a bro in there.
Gummy bears. Gummy Jesus bears. Christ, man. Gummy bears versus M&Ms. Eric, you go first.
Yeah, it's Haribo. There's no Harbro. but no, I'm voting for M&Ms.
All right. Breakman?
As much as I love gummy bears, that's just not a fair fight. M&Ms.
Mm. The problem with the Haribos is they're too tough to chew.
I like gummy bears.
Yeah, man. I really like them. It's just they're going up against M&M's. Like, that's a juggernaut.
Yeah, M&M's is a juggernaut, man. All right, Twizzlers versus popcorn balls. I'm going first on this one. I like Twizzlers, but I really like popcorn balls. I'm going popcorn balls. What say you, Brake?
I've never heard you more excited about balls in your life.
I know, right?
Twizzlers. Huh?
Yeah, I'm actually going Twizzlers, too.
Oh. Fuck you guys. You guys fucking suck.
The problem with popcorn balls is that they're messy.
Oh, my God.
Fuck popcorn. I don't like popcorn.
Look, Bernie and chat, popcorn balls.
Give me caramel corn, and that's the only kind of corn I'll eat.
Dungeon says popcorn balls. Werewolf, how dare you, Wyland. Fuck you guys, man. You guys fucking blow, man. I'm walking off, man. Oh, man. Twizzlers, a.k.a. battery cables, exactly.
Nah, you're thinking of the Red Vines.
I like both. I like Red Vines and Twizzlers, but, man, those popcorn balls are fucking badass. Like you guys can fuck off with that vote. That's all I'm saying. All right. Mr. Goodbar versus 100 Grand. Breakman, you go first.
I would just like to say in chat that Frank likes balls in his mouth, confirmed.
How dare you?
What was the category again? I'm sorry.
I've had 100 grand forever. What's
Freak happening? Says, as much as Frank takes Jesus' name in vain, Jesus must have given him permission while he was hanging on. How dare you, Freak 5? Fucking son of a bitch. Exile, right, you son of a bitch.
You don't owe me $5 anymore, dude. Okay. Thanks, Jesus.
Mr. Goodbar versus 100 grand, Breakman.
Oh, Mr. Goodbar's all right. But I really like the 100 grand.
I disagree. I'd like 100 grand, but I love Mr. Goodbar's. What say you, Eric?
What's in 100 grand again? I can't remember.
What?
I haven't had it in a long while.
I think, you know what? I got some Halloween candy here. Let me go check and find out for sure.
Oh, God. We have to get confirmation on what 100 grand is. Jesus Christ. If you don't know what it is, vote for what you know, Eric.
Okay, I'll go with Mr. Goodbar.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to influence you.
Peanuts and chocolate bar.
Hold on.
It's caramel, milk chocolate, and crispy crunchies.
Okay.
Mm. So Rice Krispies.
I'm going to go with Mr. Goodbar.
I get my
revenge. I don't see 100 grand enough.
So I like 100 grand. It's good, but it's no Mr. Goodbar. Freak says 100 grand. When Frank was around for the Spanish Inquisition, he used Twizzlers to whip the heretics. Dungeon! What? Come on!
Yeah, he used black licorice.
How dare Twizzlers. You? How dare you guys? How dare you? Breakman, black licorice, you son of a bitch.
You made a cat of nine tails out of black licorice.
Oh, man, you guys fucking suck, man. I hate you guys. I'm walking off. All right, next matchup, guys. Kit Kats versus Reese. I did Reese's. All right, Kit Kats gets a pass, man. Oh, wait, no. How the fuck did I fuck that up? Why did I have Reese's Pieces twice, man?
Was that supposed to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
No, because Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are... It's supposed to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Wow. Oh, man, this one's a hard one. But not that hard for me because Kit Kats are one of my favorites. But peanut butter cups are amazing.
I'll go with Reese's peanut butter cups.
All right, what say you, Breakman?
The problem with those is the big ones have too much peanut butter in them, kind of. Like, it's kind of too much.
Yeah, but you're – I mean, you can't –
That's where the peanut butter eggs are so good, though.
Yeah, ooh. Mm. All right, Kit Kats versus Reese's peanut butter cups,
but
Breakman.
They don't sell the variety during Halloween. They only sell the pumpkin ones, which are shaped different.
All right. What say
they
you?
Sell Christmas they sell trees during Christmas. It's, yeah, we're split. It's
and hearts during Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
All right, Breakman. Kit Kats.
We've both decided, Frank. It's up to you.
They're usually misshapen and small and narrow.
This is easy for me. I do like Kit Kats, but... Reese's is going on, man. That's a juggernaut, man. Reese's peanut butter cups are, like, probably my favorite food of all time, bar none. I mean, I have to stay away from – I mean, you can ask Bernie. Like, every time we're at the store, I eye Reese's, and she always tries to tempt me, and I'm like, no. Because if I get one of those, like – you know those, like, long, like, you know, super-sized, like, there's, like, eight of them in there? If I get that, they're fucking gone in like 2 seconds, man. I love those things too much, man. They're
just like open up the package and slide them into your mouth.
Yep. I mean, pretty much. I mean, I could do that all fucking day.
Like that one. It's like that one scene from Simpsons where Homer's just hoovering all those donuts.
Oh God, it would be that way, man. I love peanut butter cups, man.
See Frank just
so
eating the package, like just skipping them.
I mean, smelling the package. And look, when that like black like they're in that black like paper thing. If there's anything left on there, I'm fucking eating all that shit, like licking it off. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, that's Reese's is that fucking good for me.
They're doing that, like. Just looking at everybody as you're doing it too.
Oh actually. God, I will. I'll do it, man. don't tempt me. I'll fucking do it. All right, next matchup: Lemonheads versus Mike and Ike's. I'm gonna go first on this one. This is a no brainer for me. Mike and Ike suck. I love Lemonheads. Lemonheads for me. What say you, Eric?
I'm going with Mike and Ike's.
All right.
Lemonheads are just too sweet for me.
All right, Breakman, you're the.
I 100% agree with you, Frank.
All right, Lemonheads
moves on.
Mike and
Ike's are gross. Lemonheads are awesome.
Yep, I agree. All right, Pixie Sticks versus Fireballs. Eric, go first.
Fuck cinnamon candy, so I'm going with Pixie Sticks.
What say you, Breakman?
Pixie Sticks versus Fireballs.
Mm-hmm.
I like getting cinnamon candy. Like, it was a rarity. Like, you never got that. It's all chocolate and
I think they bring missed the point of something tasting like cinnamon, though. That's why I don't like them.
Oh, God. They're good, man. I mean, this is a tough matchup. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going with Fireball.
Oh, you leave it up to me, you son of a bitch. Yep. Fireballs versus Pixie Sticks, man. God, Pixie Sticks was, like, awesome because you eat that pure sugar, and then you're, like, going for, like, 15 minutes straight, like... Like, all jacked up, and then you fucking crash, and then you eat another one, and then you're good to go, but...
Caffeinated sugar. Your parents powdered caffeinated sugar. Pixie Sticks.
Yeah. After you've done trick-or-treating, and it's like 9 o'clock, that's the kind of candy your parents want to make sure you don't have any of. Like,
yeah,
no,
I know, but...
You're not staying up the rest of this night, you son of a bitch.
Here's your fake cocaine.
I'm going with Pixie Sticks. As much as I like Fireballs, man, Pixie Sticks were the fucking bomb, really. Everybody says Fireballs in chat, but...
Yeah, I know. We're right, everybody in chat.
And Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch. What else we got here? All right, Smarties versus Tootsie Rolls.
Frank eats chocolates like that because he has PTSD from when chocolate was rationed during World War II. Oh, man. What about during the Great Depression? How bad was it then?
How dare you? Break,
what's
man.
What was the question?
How dare you? How dare you? All right, Smarties versus Tootsie Rolls. Break.
Oh, I've made no qualms about it. There's nothing I hate more than Smarties. I think they're the worst fucking candy ever made. Tootsie Rolls all the way.
I like Smarties. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And then they had those one Smarties that...
It's like take sugar and they turn it into chalk.
They had those other Smarties. They weren't called Smarties, but they were like that, and they were kind of like tart. No, not Sweet Tarts.
Sweet Tarts I liked.
That's not what I'm talking about. Would you shut up for a second? Jesus. I'm getting like Bernie like telling me what I know already. These things were like rolled up just like Smarties, and they were in the Smartie family, but they were like different. They were like like kind of tart. They weren't as chalky as Smarties. I know what you're talking about, Eric, but Tootsie Rolls moves on. They're okay. All right, candy cigarettes versus Rolos. I'm going to go first on this. I love those candy cigarettes. They kind of taste like Pepto-Bismol in a way, but I'm going to pick them.
Rolos.
All right, Breakman, you're the tiebreaker here.
Wow, I enjoy Rolos. I think I'd like the Rolos more than I'd like the candy cigarettes. However, this is Halloween, and this is trick-or-treating, and there were rare things that you would get to like enjoy, like something kind of cool. It was always just candy. And then pennies and maybe a toothbrush or some shit you didn't want.
Yep.
And then the wax lips, like, oh, I can play with these, but they taste like I'm putting wax in my fucking mouth.
I'm going to go out and do a candy run after this.
But then
the gift sandwich of candy. Yeah.
Like, use Snicker bars as buns and
a sandwich and some candy. Oh.
You put a Snickers in between two pieces of bread?
No. I'm going to eat the sandwich and have that as a
and then you, like, garnish it with, like, fucking M&M's or something.
Sesame seeds, you use her kisses.
Whatever.
And then, like, your salad is, like, lemon heads with Skittles and fucking Starburst.
Yeah, and runs.
I bet you Shahi's done that.
All right, guys. Candy cigarettes versus...
I'm hungry that he just made a sandwich out of candy.
As much as I enjoy Rolos and I think they taste way better than the candy cigarettes were fun. And just for the fun factor.
I love candy cigarettes, man.
Not those little stick candy cigarettes. Those suck. I'm talking about the ones where you can blow them. Like,
yeah, like a little puff of like powder goes in the air. And yeah, those are good, man. Piece of chicken between two Snicker bars.
No, I was saying I was going to get a sandwich and then get some candy.
What if you, like, melted the chocolate bar over the chicken?
Oh, so like a glaze, man.
The chicken is an oversized pixie stick. And then you put chocolate all over it until it congeals.
You make a meatloaf, and then in the middle of the meatloaf is a bunch of Tootsie Rolls. two peanut butter cups as a bun with some gummy worms inside with a pixie stick sprinkled all over it. Oh, God, man. We got to keep going, man. We're getting delirious. I think we all had candy before this show, man, for sure.
No, I didn't have any.
That makes it even worse for you, Eric.
The closest thing I had was
a granola bar and some cookies.
Dungeon says these are like depth charges for stomachs. I'm dead, Dungeon. I'm fucking dead, dude.
Man, I thought that's what the Mentos were.
We could start our own restaurant chain. We eat all the Mentos a year because we kill all the customers.
We call it candies.
The sugar high. The people were said to be enjoyed the food, and no. Then they ran around for 12 hours straight until they died of exhaustion.
We like the tagline is: "You thought you were high." Oh God! Then and there's like a doctor on staff with a nurse, you know, just in case somebody dies from a heart attack. All right, guys, we need to move. I can't read chat, man. Breakman, read chat, dude.
What do you say? The commercials will be epic. Yes, it's true.
Oh God, people need to sign a waiver before eating at Candies. Oh God, man, that shit would be funny as fuck. Come to Candies and leave on a gurney. An adult-sized playground, Freak 5 says. With trampolines and shit.
That's salt insulin shots, too.
An adult-sized playground. That sounds like the set from American Gladiators.
You have, like, a full-size, like trampolines and...
that thing they crawl through, we have one size for adults, you know? Oh, man, I had to clean those when I worked as a kid. When I worked in an arcade. I was pretty young.
The ball pit will be filled with popcorn balls.
Oh, God. One time a kid puked in the balls. We had to clean out all of the balls.
Oh, God.
Soak them and everything else. Yeah.
Yuck. All right, guys. Sweethearts versus Crackles. I can't
wait,
which
one wants? Candy cigarettes or Rolos? I didn't even...
Candy cigarettes, man. Candy cigarettes moved on. Sweethearts versus Crackles, Breakman.
Sweethearts.
Yeah, they're like sort of like tarts, like tart candies. Like
it's like Valentine's Day hearts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the leftover Valentine's Day candy.
They're kind of like a tarty. They're kind of like a tarty version of Mentos.
Yeah,
but I'm saying like this is the leftover. Basically Valentine's Day candy they're giving you for Halloween,
right? I guess. I mean, it's pretty big. Oh. Like,
do you love me? Oh, well, no, obviously you don't. You're giving me old candy. But Crackle bars are way better.
All right, I'm going with Crackles as well. And you said Crackles, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a clean sweep. All right, Sugar Daddies versus York Peppermint Patties. I'll go first on this one. I like both of these, but I really like mint flavor, so I'm going with York Peppermint Patties. Bernie says Sugar Daddies. What say you?
I'm going with York because
Sugar Daddies
are just hard to chew.
Breakman, what say you?
The one thing about, and I'm going with York too, but the one thing about mints, like after you eat a mint, like you can't really eat any of the other.
Yeah, that's the one downfall of York. You're right, and you can't drink any like soda or anything because, oof. All right,
palate cleanser. That's what they're for.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Almond Joy versus Mars Bars, Breakman.
Almond Joy versus something that's actually good. Okay, it's a good thing.
All right. So you pick Mars Bars. What say you, Break? Yep. I'm sorry, Eric.
Never had a Mars Bar, but I never liked Almond Joy, so I'm going with Mars Bars.
I do like Almond Joys, but I like Mars Bars slightly more. It's like a nougat with peanuts and sort of like a Snickers, like a different type of Snickers bar, but they're really good. So Mars Bars.
Do you like coconut?
I do like coconut.
It's okay.
I think the way that I don't think coconut and chocolate mixes that well. That's all I think.
Yeah, it's okay at best. Like, I don't think they should be together either.
Yeah. All right. Next and last matchup of the evening, Peanut M&M's versus Big Hunk. I'll go first on this one. I do like Big Hunk. It's like a vanilla toffee with like peanuts in it, and it comes in huge bar. I like it a lot, but I mean, come on, peanut M&M's, right, Breakman?
Yeah, you had me at peanut M&M's.
Yeah. Peanut M&M's.
Yeah, peanut M&M's is a juggernaut. So there you go. Let's see. Freak Pie says there's a podcast I used to listen to. One of the hosts told a story about a friend finding a dead cat on the road, and the friend put the dead cat in the McDonald's ball pit. The host's mom was at the McDonald's and the cat was found. Yeah, that's kind of shitty to do, but that, I mean,
I get it as a prank, but just as one of the people that had to do that, you know, clean those balls out, it's like, you son of a bitch.
Right, right. All right, so now we're down to 2, 4, 6, 8.
The host's mom was at the McDonald's when the cat was found.
Yeah. We're down to 16, man. Who do you think is going to go all the way, Breakman?
Peanut M&M's.
You think so? Wow. What say you, Eric?
Peanut M&M's or Snickers.
I think it's going to be Reese's, man. I think peanut butter cups are hard.
Peanut butter cups, yeah, that'd be a good pick, too. Mm,
yeah. Yeah. What's your dark horse, Breakman, real quick?
Peanut butter cups.
That's your dark horse? Really? That's like a tight
pick. I know, but my main pick is M&M, so second later pick is...
What about you, Eric?
I'd be peanut butter M&M's, or peanut M&M's, sorry. That's my dark horse, so I'm going to go with Reese's or Snickers as the based on that decision.
I think the dark horse for me is going to be Hershey bars. That's going to be my dark horse pick. So, yeah. All right, guys, I think that's all we have time for today. let's do our plugs, man.
Food time.
Yeah, it's definitely food time. Breakman, plug away, sir.
This is a shorter episode, but that's fine because I think we're all kind of delirious.
Yeah, we are, man. That took a lot out of me, man. That was funny as fuck.
Yes.
I like the story of candies. The place where everybody can stay high and be high and be more high than the other person next to you. So there you go.
It's the only place where you can get your sugar with extra sugar.
Yeah. And Freak 5 likes balls and big hunks in his mouth, is what he's saying in chat.
We'll pour coffee into your sugar, not the opposite way around.
Right. It's coffee into the sugar. Exactly. And none of this Splenda or Sweet and Low shit either. You know, that's out the window, you know. Oh, you want hot tea? Okay, how much tea do you want in your sugar, you know? Yep. Oh, you want...
Yep. And all of our straws will be Pixie Six.
Yes. That's a good idea, Breakman. I like that. I like that a lot.
How do you drink out of a Pixie Six?
Candies. Well, where adults can be a kid.
Candy out, I mean, obviously.
Freak Five. Candies where adults can be a kid.
That should be the name of this episode.
Oh, man. All right, break your plug, sir.
You can follow me at RP Grinders, where I'm trying not to get banned. I'm being nice on that. So I'm going on the other boards to be mean.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't call out the...
I know, man.
I get in trouble for calling out bigots. And
right. I don't understand it, break, you know, man.
So I've been doing it on message boards instead.
Do it on Facebook, man. They let anything go on over there.
So I've heard.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, break?
Candies.
Oh, man. That's funny as fuck, man. All right. Anything else, break? All right, Eric, plug away, please.
You can find reviews I've written on Boston Brush Brigade, and you can find reviews I've done audio reviews of on the feed. And if you like what I've done on either of those places and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. Sending me as little as a dollar would help out.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Appetizers would be popcorn balls. Twizzlers. Oh, man. What would be the appetizers, break, man?
Oh, that's a good question.
And the dinner mitzvah of Yorks.
Yeah, the dinner mints would be York peppermint patties, like a big patty, like at the end. That'd be fucking better.
You get a salad as an appetizer, right? Like a little little chef salad, which would be like runts and what did you say before? Like lemon heads, I think, too.
Runts.
Let me see. Get some chocolate stuffed peanuts. Where it's just there's no peanut, it's just chocolate.
There would be like chicken wings, but instead of chicken wings, they would be like those mini Butterfingers, you know?
Yeah. And but you can get chicken wings, but they're the only sauces we have are dark chocolate and we're not gonna carry any of that nasty white chocolate.
Chocolate glazed chicken wings, chicken teriyaki wings glazed in dark chocolate.
Yeah, see, you're a thinking man. I like this. We need to franchise this now. Oh, let's get this going.
I need to make some Michigan cherry coffee, Wyland. What is that? You put the cherry in your coffee? What's going on there?
I think Michigan is probably like just it's just a cup of sugar.
It sounds slightly alcoholic.
Yeah, it does. That'd be fine. I'm down for that.
Make spaghetti and meatballs out of gummy worms and malted milk balls.
Oh, I like that, Freak Five.
Of course,
that
has to be chocolate sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, with the chocolate sauce. Or I mean, for those, like you know, like those vegetarian ones, they like the white chocolate sauce. We have a little bit of that, too, you know. That's a good idea.
You were wrong. White chocolate should be abolished.
I'm not a big fan. Only in certain things, but
cherry flavored coffee. That's interesting.
Yeah, I like that, man.
That sounds pretty good. Bitter. How do you taste the cherry?
I like that. That sounds good, man.
It must be an overwhelming flavor of cherry.
Yeah.
We'll give you four options for bread. There'll be Hershey's bars, Snickers bars, Milky Way
Mars bars.
There's
your four choices of bread for sandwiches, and like you could fill in the inside with like runts or Twizzlers or M&Ms or Starburst or Skittles.
And instead of like balls of alcohol, you know, like you can get those like big margarita bowls and stuff. They're so huge, like a whole table can drink them. Instead of that, we're just gonna give you bowls of sugar.
Yeah. Oh yeah, bowls of sugar. Yeah, for sure.
With Pixie Six straws.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So our whole table can share a big bowl.
We could be like, you know how like the International House of Pancakes has all those different type of flavors of syrup? We could have like our own version of that, but they're like pixie sticks, so like you get the cherry, the blueberry, the banana.
Yes,
this is good.
It's got to be an orange. This is
orange, of course. Of course orange. I mean, yeah, watermelon. Soup of the day is melted chocolate.
There's gotta be a chocolate pixie stick too. We gotta get a chocolate pixie stick.
Soup of the day is melted chocolate. Freak Vibe says.
Nice.
All right. Make sure you go to Eric's Twitter page at EricRPG and look at the Patreon link and throw him a bone. It's hard work what he does, and now he's doing audio reviews on the feed, and they're really fantastic. He's got a review of Metroid Dread up there, so check it out. All right, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. I'm not there very active lately because I've been super busy, but you can find me there. You can find me on all the systems, RP Grinders, and that's about it. I would recommend watching Halloween Kills, just because it's a fucking Halloween movie and there's lots of blood and gore and everything that you love about scary movies and jump scares and tension and stuff like that. But I mean, it's not a great movie, but it's worth a watch. And I watched it for free. Anyways, all right. Anything else, gents?
Instead of like a blooming onion, we'd have like a blooming peanut butter cup.
Ooh, I like that. Like just a bunch of like peanut butter cups, like in a row, like a circle. Oh God, this is good.
Just break off pieces and share with the rest of the table. Yeah,
That's good stuff, man. All right, the chocolate oranges. Ooh, yeah, I like those chocolate oranges, Freak Five. Those are good. Okay. Anything else, Eric?
No, that's it.
All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
Sell jawbreakers too, but I don't know how that could work right now. No.
We could sell, like, Jawbreaker jewelry, like, in the gift shop, you know, type thing.
Oh, yeah, like those candy necklaces that tasted like crap. The whole point was just it was a little string around your neck.